Okay, I will invite that that we go to the book of Galatians, which is a familiar passage, and we read verse 1-5, Galatians chapter 6. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then will have a reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another. For each one will bear his own load. Shall we pray? Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the privilege to look into your word. It's my prayer that, Lord, you would teach us and enable us to apply the truths that will come from your word in our lives. May you bless this time of fellowship, that the impact of this time may be felt in our communities, in our societies, where you have placed us. Thank you, Lord, be with me. Give me the clarity of mind, speech, that I'll be able to communicate clearly the truths of your word. In your Son's precious name, we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to look this afternoon on being a brother's keeper, restoring the fallen. At the end of chapter 5, we find the Apostle Paul is urging the Galatians to walk by the Spirit. He's urging them that they should walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. And when we come to chapter 6, he's showing them how walking by the Spirit looks like. He's going to give the commands, things that are expected for one who is walking by the Spirit. And we find that one aspect of a person who's walking by the Spirit is that he will be a person who will be restoring a fallen brother. Will be a person who will be helping to lift one who has been overtaken by a trespass. Therefore, I want us to look at ways in which you and I can be effective in restoring the fallen brother. What does it take for you and I to be effective as those who are restoring those who have been overtaken by a trespass? There are certain things that we should know. There are certain things that we should keep in mind. Because I believe knowledge will lead to correct beliefs. And correct beliefs will lead to what? Correct what? Behavior. Things that we should know will affect our beliefs. And our beliefs will affect the way we behave. It is sad, because many of us have really adopted this saying, God for us all, each one for himself. Even as Christians, we've become individualistic in the way we live our lives. We are self-centered. We have forgotten that Christianity is living in unity. Christianity is living as a family. Because when the Lord Jesus Christ prayed, his prayer in John chapter 17, he prayed for your unity. We find the Apostle Paul in Ephesians is urging the believers to live in what? Unity. The body of Christ performs well when it is what? In unity. Imagine this. What happens to your body when one member is not well? How does your body feel? What happens to your body when you have a headache? Do you function properly? You long for the time that headache would go away. When you have a pain in your stomach, the whole body is affected. You feel like something is missing. Something is not right. Something has to be restored back for me to function properly. How do you feel when a brother is overtaken by a sin? Do you feel like something is missing? Do you feel like this brother, there's a time that we served the Lord together? There's a time that we were zealous in the choir, zealous in evangelism. But yet this brother has fallen. Or you go on and think you've been spiritual because it's good riddance. That brother has fallen. See, the Apostle Paul is saying, actually, that reveals that you are not living by the Spirit. Because those who walk by the Spirit will long and desire to see that the brother is restored. Look with me in verse 1. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, you who are walking by the Spirit, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted. I'll just focus this afternoon on verse 1. Yet I will bring in the explanation of how the other verses fit in. But this is where I will focus. Firstly, if we are going to be effective in helping our brother who is overtaken, we need to know that believers can fall into sin. If we are going to be effective in helping those who are overtaken, bringing them back on their two feet, the first thing that we need to know is that believers can fall into sin. Because look at us, brethren. This is what the Apostle Paul is saying. Yes, I've been urging you to walk by the Spirit, but I know something that you should know is possible. Something that can happen is that a believer can be overtaken by some trespass. A believer can be found guilty, can be found in a sinful situation. And that's what we should know. You see, it's very unfortunate that many of us, when we find that a believer has fallen, we act very surprised. And yet we say we are scriptural. And yet we say we are spiritual, we act surprised. And yet the Bible says, we have this flesh. Once we are saved, we are not quarantined from sin. Because we're still in this flesh. That is given to the evil passions, desires of this world. And it's something that we should really expect. Because even when we go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, says, if we say we have no sin, what are we doing? We deceive what? We deceive ourselves. So the Apostle Paul says, even though this is what you should do, I want you to know, keep it in your mind, that it is very possible for a believer to be overtaken in some respect. It is very possible. Because, for example, you see that this brother or sister has been overtaken. You find that in many instances, people even form circles, right? I knew. This is what has happened. Have you heard? I'm so surprised. How can it be? The Apostle Paul is saying the one who is walking by the Spirit should always have that in mind, that it's very possible for a believer to be overtaken. You see, when we act that way, we are not so different from the Pharisees. You see, the Pharisees had that self-righteousness. They had that deception. They thought they were the righteous one. They had no fault. They had no sin in them. And remember, in John chapter 8, we have this story of this woman caught in adultery, brought to the Lord Jesus, and these men are so full of themselves, and they say, "We caught her red-handed." What do you say? Jesus was writing on the ground. What do you say? He said, "He who is without sin, may he cast what? The first stone." Just imagine if Jesus was here today and you would say, "He who is without sin, may he cast the first stone." Just imagine. You see, that's one thing we forget. Like what Brother Jamie was telling us, it is all by God's grace. We are what we are. You see, we shouldn't have this self-deception. A person who's walking by the Spirit always knows that I live each day by the grace of who? By the grace of God. The person who's walking by the Spirit is always in humility before God, confessing his known and unknown sins, because he knows that he saved the most holy God. He's not living in deception. That's why he's saying, if you and I would help a brother who's overtaken, we must know. We must always know. Keep it in our mind. The Lord has revealed to us. It is very possible for a believer to be overtaken by some trespass. Sometimes we act that way because we want to hide our own sinfulness, right? We act like we are so surprised. We act like something unspeakable has happened in the world. Something unheard of has happened among the brethren. But yet in our own lives, we are so selfish, lack of compassion. We are lazy. We are liars. So if we are going to be effective, we need to know. It is very possible for a believer to fall into sin. The other thing that we need to know, verse 1, but even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one. It's our responsibility to help them what? Back. It's not anyone else's responsibility. It is the responsibility of those who are spiritual to restore such a one. We have to know it's possible. A believer can fall into sin, yes. Secondly, it's my responsibility to help them back, to bring them back to where they belong. It's my responsibility to see them that they're healthy again. They're serving the Lord with the same joy, with the same passion. And I believe CABC is in the business of training spiritual men and women who know that it's their responsibility to restore such a one. You who are spiritual, restore such a one. This is an imperative. It's a command. You who are spiritual, restore such a one. The command suggests a number of things. The first thing that I'm seeing the command is suggesting is this: that the one who's overtaken has gone into the abnormal situation. Because there's this word used, to restore such a one. You see, this word is used sometimes when it's referring to the mending of nets or setting property of the bond that has gone out of place. So they're saying, restore such a one. Which means this one has gone out of the way. He's not where he should be. He's left the forge. He's left the ford. So they're saying, if a believer is overtaken in some trespasses, something abnormal has done what?
Has happened.
Something that should not happen has happened. So restore such a one. Bring them back. Because the situation they are in is not normal. And when we go to the book of Psalms, we find David describing for us how abnormal it is to fall into what? Some trespass. Go with me to Psalms 32. Let's see what David is describing for us. It's not normal. That's what this imperative is suggesting. Psalms 32. Verse 3 is saying, when I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with a fever, heat of summer. David is saying, this is what I was going through. I was just not normal. Everything became bad. I felt like someone who was really being drained. My strength was going away. I was not happy. You see, that's why this imperative is suggesting. When somebody has been overtaken, a believer has been overtaken, they are in the abnormal situation. So you who are spiritual, bring them back. Restore them. True, they can never be normal. Because God who has called them to what? Holiness. Truly they can never be normal. Because God has placed his seed in their hearts. That's why when you see a brother who is overtaken, a one who is walking by the Spirit knows, it's my responsibility, because that brother is not in the normal. He's not in the comfort zone. That brother is in pain. It's not a joking matter. A spiritual person knows that they are not normal. It's not a joy to be overtaken. How do you feel when you know that you have not done as the Lord wants you to do? I don't feel okay. It doesn't feel okay. It's not normal. The same way, as a person who's walking by the Spirit, you should be able to know, it's my responsibility, because our brother is not in the normal. I have to go and bring him back. Just imagine this. If I had a dislocation in my shoulder, you as a person who's so educated, and then I'm moving with a dislocated shoulder, what would you be advising? Go seek medical attention. You're not normal. It's not in the normal. It has happened before. Even when someone is saying, I'm feeling, probably I have malaria, go be checked out because you're not in the normal. This is not the normal way. So in the same way, when a believer has been overtaken, they are not in the normal. That's why a person who's spiritual would work extra hard to go and restore them back. So we are saying, if you and I will be effective, we must know that it's possible for a believer to fall into sin. Secondly, we must know that it's our responsibility to restore them. Because the imperative is suggesting, when it's calling us to restore them, that they are not in the normal. Also, the imperative is suggesting that it's only a certain group that can do this work of restoration. Look at that. You who are spiritual, restore such a one. It's not everyone. It's only the spiritual. Are you the spiritual? How many in here are spiritual? I don't want you to show me the hands. How many in here are spiritual? If you're saying you are responsible. God has given you this mandate to restore the fallen. You who are spiritual, restore such a one. And you see, when you look at the passage, it's only a person who's walking by the Spirit who can do this work. Because look at the way he should restore. In a spirit of what? Gentleness. A person who's not spiritual cannot have a spirit of gentleness. Look at the way he should restore. Each one looking to yourself so that you will not be what? Tempted. You have to have the self-control. Only the spiritual can have self-control. Verse 3, verse 2, bear one another's burden. Kindness. Only a spiritual can have that kindness, a Christ-like heart of bearing someone's burden. And then you look at verse 3. If anyone thinks he's something, is nothing. Humility. Only a person who's spiritual can be humble. Only a person who's spiritual can never take an opportunity to say, aha, look at them. Look at us. Only a person who's spiritual will know that comparing themselves to one another, they become what? Fools. My standard is not that brother. My standard is who? Then, only a spiritual, verse 5, can be truthful. Look at verse 5. For each one will bear his own what? Lord. You see, a spiritual person can go to restore and lie. They will tell this brother that, brother, you have a responsibility to carry. And you have to do it. They won't say, no, it was not your fault. They'll say, no, brother. We have to bear our own load. In our calling, there are responsibilities that we have as Christians, and we need to carry our own load. Then spiritual God said, point at things. It's that one. No, but the spiritual will be truthful. They'll tell her, you have to carry your own load. You are responsible. It's not everyone. So this imperative verse is saying, you who are spiritual, restore such a one. I gave you an example of me having a dislocation. Definitely, I won't go to anyone, right? Can I go to Brother Ben to fix my shoulder? No. I would want someone who knows. Someone who's qualified. And here the Lord is giving the qualification that the spiritual must restore such a one? Are you spiritual? Are you walking by the Spirit? What about those who have fallen? Because you are not here just to let them go. You are here to be trained. We are here to be equipped so that we can be effective in seeing that the body of Christ is functioning properly. Those diseased are restored, and we serve the Lord together. Thirdly, it's our responsibility, yes, to restore them. It's suggesting that they are not in the normal. It's suggesting that it's only a group, those that are walking by the Spirit, the spiritual, who have this mandate. And thirdly, it is suggesting that restoration is attainable. When God is saying, brethren, if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore it. Such a one. What does it mean? Hope. It can happen. Someone who's been overtaken by a trespass can be restored. It's not that now they have sinned, it's over. There are those people who are so pessimistic. I was not deceived. I knew it would happen. What did you know? You know nothing. Because if one has been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is saying there is hope. You who are spiritual, if you have discernment, you should have restored such a one before even the time came to be. When the worst became the worst. You see, this is saying there is hope. There is hope. Because God can never ask us to do something that He knows it is impossible for us. Whenever God asks us to do something, we know that He has provided the means for us to accomplish it. Amen? That's the truth. So when we read a passage like this, and you see a brother overtaken, and you say, you who are spiritual, restore such a one. You know that he's not giving this mandate to angels. He's not giving this mandate to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's giving this mandate to me as I live in obedience to the Holy Spirit. And I have hope that restoration is attainable. It can be done. We don't have to give hope easily. We don't have to. This imperative is suggesting restoration is attainable. You who are spiritual, restore such a one. Do you say you are spiritual? How many have you restored? How many of you helped those who have struggled in their walk with the Lord? It's not just the purpose of being at CABC and having all this knowledge. This knowledge should spur us to live out the truth. To be effective in making sure that the body of Christ is healthy. This is one mark of a person who's living by the Spirit. A person who's living by the Spirit. Here the Apostle Paul is saying, you who are spiritual, restore such a one. How many in your congregations have strayed away? And right now they are wallowing in the pain of guilt and shame. And you have abandoned them. Because you are more righteous than them. See, when the Son of Man was here on earth, he did just what the Apostle Paul is urging us to do. I remember the story of that woman who entered the house of the Pharisee. She had that expensive perfume. She's walking in, and everyone was laboring her that she's not supposed to be here. She's not supposed to be here. But she went only for one man, the Lord Jesus. Knelt before him, her tears pouring down, wiping his feet with her hair. She knew he cared. She knew he carried a burden. And when she went away from there, she was restored. That's what the spiritual man is like. He didn't lie. He told her the truth. Your sins, which are many, have been what? Forgiven. So you and I, if we are spiritual, definitely, probably those, our brothers, with their burdens, with their sorrows of their sins, they should find it very easy to come and approach us, because they know we won't castigate them. They know we won't put a holy man now before them. They know that we care for them. They know that they'll be counseled and helped, and they'll go away restored. Two things that we must know. If we are going to be effective, we must know that believers, it is possible for them to see. And secondly, you who are spiritual, it is your responsibility to restore them. Because they are not in the normal. Because that's your call. Because it can be done. And let us be brothers keepers by restoring the fallen. Amen.